This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon pieces of production in a row. Also, with Ike, Spike,
here
and Fritz.
They're just trying to pump up the broadcast.
It was just three of them in a row. It's like, what are we doing?
We have to let everyone know we're here.
We are at spring training. We're at Baker Ballpark. There's no ball game today. It was raining a little bit earlier. We ran out in it. It's not raining anymore. But are they back in town? They're back tomorrow, right?
Yeah, they're back, tomorrow.
Back
yeah.
tomorrow. But our spring training coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, which we love, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Speaking of the Phillies, and we will get to the Zach Bond extension and a question I asked Ike before the break about the most important player to bring back that isn't Zach Bond now that he's off the table, right after we talk a little Jackie baseball here.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
So things aren't going well for the Fightins right now. They're down a cool 12-0.
And what was it, 12-3 yesterday?
Yeah, 12-3 yesterday. Wheeler shelled yesterday.
And you need to be concerned about the pitching.
Listen.
Lizardo got shelled today.
Lizardo shelled today.
Three. That's great.
So Rob's now, in my opinion, at least one of them was windblown. Okay, so there's some windblown home runs that happened down here. It was right in the middle of Rob Thompson being interviewed in the booth, yeah. And he had to sit there as three straight home runs.
Three straight home runs while he's getting interviewed.
Back to back.
Wow.
Yeah, so not great for Jesus. You can blame us. You know, yep. I think he was just so starstruck after yesterday's interview that he's a little bit thrown off. So we'll take that one on the chin.
Well, Ike was borderline HR violation with how he was talking to Lizardo about his arms.
Yeah, I got to admit I was, yeah. Yeah. had to rethink that afterwards. Yeah. I might have been a little aggressive.
Listen, pitchers don't always look like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Pitchers don't always look like that. They're a little bit need a gut and skinny arms. That's my... That's my horse. You know what I mean?
So, little David Wells looking guy.
David Wells, that's a pitcher.
Right. Yep.
You know, that's a pitcher.
Yep.
Lizardo, that's a linebacker. So interesting audio here in 1 second about Bryce. It's something a conversation he had with the Phillies this offseason. But I did want to point this out. So Jeff Passan, you know, asked a bunch of scouts, you know, who are the 10 players that are really generating the most buzz in all the spring training. And one of the 10 players was Chris Sanchez.
There you go.
There's a lot of Chris Sanchez buzz out there. His fastball's reaching like 98 has changed a lot of things. So it's exciting. And now he'll probably get shelled his next time out, given that's what's going on with the rotation right now. But, man, on paper, it's exciting. It's exciting. So can't wait for that. Now, Bryce... before we talked to him yesterday.
Somebody asked him the hard questions.
Finally, someone was grilling him on the important things.
Yep.
And not stupid Starburst conversation.
Yep.
So he talked to Ken Rosenthal about his offseason, and Ken detailed their conversation earlier today.
The most interesting thing he said from a news value standpoint, again, was, yes, he is willing to go back to the outfield, perfectly willing. He has no preference. And his thought is, if the Phillies can get a first baseman who is a difference-making kind of player, then he would definitely do it and gladly do it. But in the meantime, he's at first base. He is happy at first base and comfortable there, and he enjoys the extra work that he does there. So far, so good. He really rated well defensively according to the advanced metrics last season. So he's there for now, but the scenario he mentioned during the offseason was, if there was a chance the Phillies could have gotten Pete Alonso toward the end, then maybe at that point, sure, he would have moved back to the outfield, but that never really materialized at all. So it was just a thought in his head.
Really interesting. And if it's true, it changes a lot. Now, what I thought was off of that real quick is I wonder how Reese felt about that quote. Because
they basically let Reese go because Bryce wanted to play first base.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I don't know. The quote is a little bit different from what Rosenthal said. So Rosenthal said he is willing to. The quote from Bryce looks like more like he was willing to. The quote is, I talked to the Phillies this offseason about that just in case a guy was available and we needed to get. I'd be more than open to it if we had a guy like that who was going to change our lineup. They like me at first base, but I'd go out there to have a guy who was going to play first base, hit 35 or 40 homers.
Yes.
So I don't know if he means in – I have to say that – whether it is, what's his name, Christian Walker or Pete Alonso, those are two players who, if you bring in either of those guys and have them play first base and have Bryce Harper play the outfield, whether he plays left field or he goes back to right and Nick Castellanos plays outfield, seems like it solves two specific problems. And I wonder, do you think that's true? That he would have?
I think Bryce is a smart enough, and I think he's a smart baseball guy. And I think that if he looks at this lineup, and you're talking about Christian Walker and Pete Alonso, and they would have made this team better. But that quote to me, hopefully, speaks to the idea of Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Right,
because that's a difference making bet. That's going to cost over $400 million. It's another big thing. So, but
well, he's going to get that extension too,
Bryce.
Yeah.
If he moves to the outfield.
Yeah.
Well, he's 54th in AAV, so we're giving out extensions to everyone.
I don't know what that means.
Average annual value.
No, I mean, I don't know what the man 54 means.
Well, he's 54th
in baseball?
54th highest paid player in baseball per year.
Got you.
Yes.
We could talk like humans.
Yeah, I mean, knock it off, man.
Yeah.
This is the Jackie baseball?
I'm sorry, you're right.
We'll get back to the football. No, but it's... Listen, I know that Christian Walker probably would have made this team better, Alonso as well. And the fact that Bryce is at least saying publicly that I'm open to it,
yeah,
it would make me excited about the possibility of now opening the door for Vladdy. Now, Vladdy could just come in because Schwarber's gone, and maybe he could be the DH if they wanted, but the idea of also being able to have him play first base, I don't know. It's just it was newsy, it was interesting, and I hope it's a thing.
Is that something that can happen in season this year?
Yeah, if they fall out of it, they could trade him.
Yeah.
Because he's not re-signing there. He already determined that 2 weeks ago. So, maybe. Well, mid-season acquisition.
Hey, man, I mean, you know, who knows?
Well, I mean, it's not dissimilar. I mean, forgetting about moving forward, it wouldn't be dissimilar than what the Yankees did in training for Soto. Now, they traded for Soto the beginning of the year.
They had a full year instead. Yeah.
They had a full year, but they also didn't give up that much. And it wasn't – I think they hoped to re-sign him, but I think from the moment the Yankees traded for Soto, they knew there was a significant chance they weren't going to re-sign him, and they hoped just that year was worth it. So, you know, if the Phillies are in it at that point and Vlad is available and they are at least interested in Vlad past this year, I think it would be an interesting trade.
Yeah, and I think a lot of teams mocked, rightfully so, the Angels a couple of years ago when they were out of it and didn't trade Shohei. They got absolutely nothing for him, and then he just went to the crosstown rival. So I don't think the Blue Jays will make that mistake. Now, they have to fall out of it, obviously, but the fact that he's willing to say, like, I'm open to moving back to the outfield to sign a first baseman, and given how we feel about the current cleanup hitting situation, as long as Schwarber's there or whatever, they need another big right-handed bat. So, and the best way to kind of do that is to go get a first baseman.
Do you believe it, Ike?
Yeah,
I do.
I think they obviously need to be in position. But you're going to need this type of move to take down the Dodgers.
Yes.
Like.
you're going to need a little bit of flexibility because the player, you getting the player specifically at the position that you need, who is, is less likely. Like, the more flexibility you can create in adding the bat to the lineup, I think the better off they
are. I'll tell you what, though, it also makes me think that, Bryce is usually kept in the loop on things. They may have already said, listen, man, this could be a move down the road.
Yeah, and he said he specifically said 35 or 40 home runs.
Yeah, he put that stuff out there for a reason.
I'm not moving for a 25 home run guy. Right. 35, 40, all right, I get it.
And I know you hated the Alonso stuff when I brought it up, and
because I don't like Alonso.
Yeah, I know. Well, the other part of it was that Alonso is a Boris guy too, which I thought made it more likely that the pieces fit. All right, good report there, Jackie Baseball. Bryce Harper willing potentially to move to the outfield. You know, the subtext in that is if he gets a extension, as Ike said.
as I'm
reporting it. Now, this is the question I asked Ike before the break. If you haven't heard, the Eagles have re-signed Zach Bond to a 3-year, $51 million contract. $34 million of it is guaranteed. He is one of the big four Eagles free agents we are talking about. Number one, obviously, is Kenny Gainwell. Number two, no, I'm just kidding. It was Zach Bond, Mekhi Becton, Josh Sweat, and Milton Williams. So Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What would your priority be for the Eagles to re-sign now? Mekhi Becton, Milton Williams, or Josh Sweat? First your guess as to what the audience says, and then what your guess is, or what you would prefer.
Well, I think me and the audience are in lockstep here, and I'm going with Mekhi Becton.
Yeah, the audience had it as 65%. Yeah, Mekhi Becton.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, because here's what I feel. Right, as much as I like Milton Williams, Jordan Davis is still here. I know Jordan Davis doesn't play a ton of snaps, but the Eagles need to decide what they want to do with Jordan Davis ultimately. So maybe you put a little pressure on him to play more snaps this year to see what he can get. At best, Milton's still going to be a rotational player, and they're albeit a effective rotational player. I don't know if they want to pay that amount of money for Milton Williams. And then Josh Sweat, who I think had a very good second half of the season, still can go through little periods where you don't see much out of him, and then he gets these periods where you see him for like four games in a row as well. He's going to hit the market. Some team is out there looking to spend some money. If Josh Sweat is smart, he makes sure he gets the free agency to see exactly what he's worth, unless the Eagles are going to blow his doors away with an offer. Here's why I like Mekhi Becton. A, he's a starter, so you're getting him every snap. B, I think he's still an unfinished product from the standpoint of there's still some edges that could be smoothed out with Coach Stoutland and him getting the coaching still. And there's a slight possibility at his tender age of 25 that they could even mold him back into being a right tackle. If Lane is gone in a year or two, you may have the ability to kick Becton out to that right tackle position.
That smells like 2026 Eagles Insider of the Year candidate.
I'm just saying.
Your biggest scoops have been Mekhi Becton related.
You're on the Becton beat.
I'm on the Becton back.
Whoa. Is that a pause moment?
I don't know. Yeah. Kind of figure that one out.
So, this, I actually think this is a difficult question.
Well, that's all we ask on this show is difficult questions.
Becton, Sweat, or Milton Williams? Mm-hmm. I change on this every time I think about it. Today, I'm actually leaning towards Sweat.
Wow.
And here's why. So I thought Elliot, and he occasionally does this, maybe one in every 10 times we have him on, made an interesting observation when he said that they did not have an in-house replacement for Zach Bond, which is why he thought it made it the most likely for him to return. And I actually don't think, and here's where I think Elliot is wrong. So Elliot says, okay, so for Milton Williams, the replacement is Jordan Davis. I agree with that. For Mekhi Becton, the replacement is Tyler Steen. I agree with that too. He said the replacement for Josh Sweat is Jalix Hunt. And I just don't think that now it would be hard for you to not be optimistic about Jalix Hunt, given what he was able to give you this year in a year where I don't think most of us even thought we would see Jalix Hunt get regular snaps. He played a ton of snaps in the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl and played more and more as it went on. But you're talking about, in losing Josh Sweat, losing your sack leader at 9.5 sacks, and you're talking about your potential Super Bowl MVP, you know, if Jalen doesn't throw that pass to Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. And I don't see the replacement for for Josh Sweat the same way that I see the replacement for Mekhi Becton and Milton Williams. Now, that doesn't prevent them from going into free agency and getting somebody else, but my worry there is that edge rushers now all of a sudden seem like they are being paid at some outrageous level. Now, maybe that means that Josh Sweat gets paid way too much. That's yeah. what's difficult about mm-hmm. all this. But I don't see the replacement for Sweat the same way that I see the replacement for Milton Williams and Mekhi Becton on the roster.
Yeah. He's not there right now, especially not from an obvious standpoint. We'll see what Jalen Hunt does this offseason. You know, I think he needs to probably add about 10 to 15 pounds to his frame. You know, you get stronger in that area. Because if you're going to be out there playing more snaps, the more likelihood that offensive linemen get their hands on you. And it wears you down eventually when you really are a light outside pass rusher. He's not going to really bull rush anybody. So his moves, his pass rush moves are pretty much telegraphed.
Yep.
Until he gets that bulk on him and he can do other things. I'll say this. There could be some one-year defensive end signings out there, veteran guys on the market. I think this is a year, when you look at the draft and you look at the D lineman that's coming out, you can get youth, you can get quality depth, and someone that you can develop at a cost-effective price by waiting on the draft. You can sit out and wait in free agency and see what falls to you. Maybe somebody wants to do a one-year deal. But I think a lot of people are going to get overpaid. And I like Josh Sweat. I think he's more of an overachiever, right? But there isn't a dynamic trait to Josh Sweat as a pass rusher. Plays hard.
Like, yeah, he's just a good player.
Yeah. And you think about it, the most sacks he's had, what, 8, 9?
9.5 this year, right? And I think he had
8 this year.
Okay. Do you have 8 this year?
Well, we know Moro Ojomo had 6.
Yeah.
Well, the Eagles' leading sack guy had 8.
Yeah. Okay, then it was Sweat.
8.5.
Then it was Sweat, yep.
Yeah, he had 8 this year. He had 11 in 22.
Yeah, and that was on a sack defense.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they had 70 sacks. Do I want to pay $20-something million dollars for that
guy? For 8 sacks. Yeah. Now,
right? Like I said, somebody else is going to overpay him because they're in a desperate situation.
Elliot has mentioned Azeez Ojulari from the Giants.
To cut you off.
No.
I think Nolan Smith could get 8 sacks on a season.
Oh, he certainly could. Yeah. Seeing what Nolan Smith is like now. Yeah. But Nolan Smith is only 1, right? And they rotated 3. And I do think Elliot has mentioned Azeez Ojulari up from the Giants, who is an interesting guy. He's been hurt a lot, but has been productive when he played. And
young player still.
Yeah, and has been a one sack every 2 games type of guy, which is the same as Sweat is. Jack. Becton, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat. You can only keep one. Which one would you keep?
I'm letting them all go, and I'm trading for Myles Garrett.
Well, that is not an option.
How about that? 215.
That is not an option.
So I am re-signing Josh Sweat. I like Mekhi Becton, but also saw them turn. I know. I saw them turn a project into an All-Pro. Like if there's one position that I believe that Jeff Stoutland can find someone competent, it's the guard position. I mean, we talked about last year how ridiculous it was, the idea of drafting a guard in the first round. So, like, Josh Sweat, it's more just Milton Williams, to me, had an unbelievable season in a contract year. We've seen that a thousand times.
Like, well, Josh Sweat had a good season.
But Josh Sweat's been a good player for a longer time. Milton Williams was awesome this year, but it reminds me so much. He's not as good as Hargrave was, but like Hargrave left and got paid. Timmy Jernigan had the unbelievable year. He didn't reach that standard again. Benny Logan, he's always reminded me of Benny Logan. Never.
Benny Logan.
He reminds me of
Benny. I forgot about Benny Logan.
Loved Benny Logan.
Yeah.
Loved Benny Logan.
Great accent. Great Southern. I think he's from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Benny Logan from New Orleans. Yeah.
I think so. So I'd re-sign Sweat. It's a lot of money, but also I'd feel so much more comfortable heading into next season with Nolan Smith, Jalen Hunt, and Josh Sweat, rather than just having the season with Nolan Smith and Jalen Hunt.
215-592-9494. You can only keep one. Mekhi Becton, Milton Williams, or Josh Sweat. Oh, we haven't talked to this gentleman in a while. Andy in Deptford, you're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Yo, fellas. Are we live? Are we hot?
What it do?
I like that. We live. We hot.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a throwback.
It's been a while since we've heard
it.
It's
a throwback.
Yeah. I still got the t-shirt.
So good job, Howie, getting Zach Bond signed up. As far as with Becton, Sweat, and Williams, I think Williams and Sweat priced themselves out of our market right now. And quite frankly, you know, I don't think we're ever going to bring Milton Williams back because you got Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. There's no way we're paying 3D tackles.
Well, the question would be whether they're going to pay Jordan Davis. Jordan, they have to decide whether they're going to pay Jordan Davis or not. So,
well,
yeah,
first,
if you pay,
pick.
Yeah, I know, but he's only got a year left, so they either have to decide to pick up his option or not. And in that case, they would let Jordan Davis go and keep Milton Williams in that scenario.
Right. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
And then as far as with Slay, I mean, I think that's a good business move, and I kind of like Coop on the inside. I think we just either got to get Rodgers locked down or maybe go for like DJ Reed or Sante Samuel Jr., bring back Rasul Douglas, one of them kind of guys that come in the outside.
Hey, get all the ex-Eagles kids on the team. I mean, you might as well. They're all out
Sante
there.
Sante Samuel's a... Yo, Fritz, you got them Jesus slippers on out in Florida, man.
I had them on last night.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, those puppies were purring.
Dude.
Keep them dogs covered,
no,
man.
Those dogs are hunting with my nice curved toe.
Slides with socks, man. You can't go open toe. What are you?
Slides with socks? What am I, a high schooler?
Yeah, man.
I can't pull that off.
Yeah, you're both wrong. Slides with socks.
Man.
What are we doing here? What is
it? That's how you do,
live in a dorm?
I'm not wearing no open toes or no thong sandals. That's for the females.
They're not thongs.
Well, and Andy, to your, this is going to be even worse, by the way. Not only did he wear the sandals last night, he wore them to a meal. He wore them to dinner.
Yeah, we're in Florida.
We went out to dinner. Not only did we go out to dinner, you didn't know how nice the place was. So
I had an idea.
You didn't have an idea. You had never been there.
I went there last year.
What do you wear?
You didn't go there last
year. I did. I went there with my friend.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, you don't have any friends.
Quickly, if I can.
I actually got a lot of friends.
Yeah.
So many friends. Right. What's up, Andy?
Yeah, sorry,
All right.
Andy.
Let's hit on the Phillies. I mean, you know, I can't get hyped up when the biggest signing is a 27-year-old with a 4-plus ERA and an under 500 winning percentage. I mean, what changes had this team made to really make them a legit contender when you got to go against teams like the Dodgers, the Braves, not injured, and then the Mets bringing in Soto? I mean, what have the Phillies done to get the fans fired up and to get us optimistic about this season besides the good weather coming?
Yeah, that's fair. I think a lot of people echo how you feel, Andy. They did bring back a 90-plus win team, so we'll see if they get hot at the right time. But I think it's fair to have how you feel.
A 90-plus team that went to the World Series, and every year after that, they went further and further back from the World Series.
Uh-huh.
I don't see their trajectory shooting up.
But they also won more games too. Thank you for the call, Andy. I do think to an extent we are underselling. I'm not going into the year saying that I think the Phillies are the favorites to win the World Series. I do think to an extent the way the season ended last year has us underselling how good they are a little bit.
They're underselling how good they are.
I think we're underselling.
Well,
how good the
Phillies are too.
You think?
They don't sound like they're out here looking to win the World Series.
I don't think they're beating their chests over
right.
it.
I thought last year it was a little more of that.
Yeah, there was certainly some beating their chests over it. I think maybe last season humbled them a little bit.
But I don't know, they
did win 95 games last year. They have been in the playoffs 3 straight years. Yeah. I'm not saying
they're not going to be an 80-win baseball team.
No.
No, I think they have
They're
to.
A playoff team.
Yeah, they have now being a playoff team with the way the division is now is going to be harder than it's been in years past. But sure. I think they should be as well. Like I think this should be a good summer, and I think it should be. Like my guess is we're getting to the trade deadline, and we're saying again that they should do something to put them over the top.
See, I already have their trade deadline planned out. Do you want to hear what it is? They're going to say Andrew Painter was their deadline acquisition.
Can't you just feel
that in your bones?
Well, I can feel you making that excuse when we're doing the deadline show.
I don't make excuses for this baseball team.
Yeah, right.
Andrew Painter doesn't hit.
Well, that's a good point as well. We have enough pitchers.
I know.
Yeah.
maybe they put him in the bullpen.
Well, coming up next, we have a guy who may help answer those questions. The general manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Preston Mattingly, joins us next. Your spring training coverage from Clearwater brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.